Gavin Newsom accused of protecting illegal alien charged with killing 11-year-old boy after California refuses ICE detainer. By John Binder on December 3, 2025. Governor Gavin Newsom, D., a proponent of California's sanctuary state policy, is being accused of protecting an illegal alien accused of killing 11-year-old Aiden Antonio Torres de Paz the day before Thanksgiving. As Breitbart News reported, illegal alien Hector Balderas Aguilar of Mexico has been arrested by the Escondido Police Department and charged with felony hit and run causing death or injury. Police allege that while Aiden Antonio Torres de Paz was playing in his front yard and went to retrieve his soccer ball after it rolled into the street, Balderas Aguilar hit him and left him to die. Aiden ultimately died from his injuries on Thanksgiving Day. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Officials are pleading with Newsom's office to allow Escondido law enforcement to cooperate with ICE so that if Balderas Aguilar is released from jail before he is convicted, he can be turned over to federal agents rather than going back into the community. Newsom's office denied refusing the ICE detainer on Balderas Aguilar, claiming California honors federal criminal warrants. "This is a complete lie," Newsom's office wrote in response to a clip that stated California had refused the ICE detainer. "As we have repeatedly said, the state coordinates with ICE on the deportation of convicted criminals. California honors federal criminal warrants. Nothing prohibits the federal government from doing its job in this case." DHS officials hit back, posting the rejected ICE detainer. "You're playing word games to keep an illegal alien murderer in America. California rejected the ICE detainer for an illegal alien charged with killing an 11-year-old boy," DHS officials wrote. Gavin Newsom says he'll only cooperate with ICE if the criminal illegal alien is convicted, meaning California will let him roam free even though he's been arrested for felony hit and run, the DHS post states. As Breitbart News has detailed, sanctuary states and cities often claim they will work with ICE only if agents secure a judicial warrant against an illegal alien. Former immigration judge Andrew Arthur has noted, "No such warrants are required by law and, in fact, do not exist. The fact is, though, that judicial warrants for the detention of aliens do not now exist, have never existed in the immigration context, and likely never will," Arthur wrote in 2019, debunking such a claim. "It is time to remove the fig leaf." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.